Papers, diagrams, and maps covered three tables that were pushed together in the borough's assembly chambers. A dozen people sat around the outside. Harbor board members, assembly members, the harbor master, one of the town's heavy equipment haulers, and the engineer.
I've got a set of plans here. They're developed to 50%, and I'll send these both ways. And I've got
about Dick Somerville is with PND Engineers out of Juneau. He was presenting the 50% design plan of the bulkhead loading dock. It would be another loading area for boaters, built onto the parking area of the new drive-down dock.
And there's a number of questions I have on just detailing on some of this stuff, okay?
The borough has $1.26 million left over from a state grant for the drive-down dock project, funds that will expire at the end of June 2017. The Harbor Board considered two main options for spending the money: a pile-supported loading dock at $3.1 million, and a sheet-pile bulkhead, estimated at $1.7 million. The board decided to go with the bulkhead because it was cheaper and more stable. It would essentially be an extended area of the parking lot of the drive-down dock. It would be made with fill material held together by sheet-pile that would allow boats to pull right up to it. But the engineer's estimate of $1.7 million was still too steep, and at the meeting, the Harbor Board hashed out details looking for ways to save money.
Is there going to be any room to move in and then out without this cost prohibitive dredging 40 feet of fill?
And these are galvanized sheet piles, by the way. That's what I have in the budget right now. You could pull that off and save $75,000 to $80,000, but I've always imagined this as a galvanized sheet pile wall.
Mm-hmm. Do you need that energy absorber?
Or does it have to look like that? It could be a solid piece of material, 3 inches.
We can do all those things. We could extend this and put another welderman in here and put the bull rail out here, I suppose. We can do all of that. We could do that.
The Harbor Board offered up some design tweaks and decided to hold off on dredging the area right now, at the same time focusing on functionality and how the dock will be used.
Because right now, what we do here for the city is everything's off the back. You can't see a single thing, and it makes it tough. It's a little bit of a safety issue.
Charles Davis is the owner of Tonka Toy Rentals. He moves a lot of equipment on and off boats for fishermen, like bait sheds, skiffs, crab pots, and other heavy gear. He talked with board members and Harbor Master Gloria Ann Wallen about the size of the dock and how close he could get his boom truck to the boats.
Picking off the side, and man, anytime we can get that boat 1 foot, 2 foot in closer, it makes a big difference.
PND's Dick Somerville took notes. He said he is planning on having the 90% design plan of the project available by the end of November.
I think that's the direction I need from you guys, is how low you want this to get, because I'm running out of things to cut out of this.
The Harbor Board is trying to keep the project within the range of what they already have, $1.26 million. Harbor Master Gloria Ann Wallen called the board meeting a good start to the project and said they would follow up with internal discussions over the next month. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.